Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Feeling frazzled and dizzy with the stock market's dramatic ups and downs? Who isn't? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When billionaire investor Warren Buffett speaks, just about everybody listens. So I think you and I can exhale a bit about whether these latest market gyrations are heading us toward a second recession. Buffett says he doesn't expect a so-called double-dip recession, and as usual, he's putting his money where his mouth is. Even though Buffett has more money than most people, he's deliberate and consistent about how to protect it and grow it. In a recent interview with Bloomberg, Buffett said, though he doesn't know how fast the country's economy will recover, he is betting very heavily against a double-dip recession. So what's the average person to do to keep their angst and sometimes outright hysteria about the market meltdowns of late under control? As I suggested in my recent guest appearances on my former network, CNN, don't panic. And don't let fear dictate your money decisions. Money has always been an emotional issue, but becomes even more so as people see their portfolios shrinking right before their very eyes. That's one of the reasons I suggest, rather than knee-jerk reactions to the markets or the politics impacting them, just focus on your own plan. Stay the course. Be clear-headed. Don't panic and cash out of stocks. Don't keep checking your portfolio every day either, because that will make you crazy. Now's the time to rethink your investment strategy. Now's the time to decide what you want to do to recalculate your portfolio. Now is not the time to rush and make money decisions, because making money decisions under pressure is never a good idea. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.